Veterans Voice is a show that connects veterans and active members of the military to qualified guests who help you find programs and benefits you qualify for and discuss housing, education, career training, and other topical matters. Every show addresses issues that affect your life. Call in and share your experience. 781-837-4900.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio, here on a dreary night in Marshfield. We've got a, tough driving, in the daytime, never mind at night when it's raining. So be careful, everybody. Our buddy Gino just came in from Boston, and traffic's a little problematic out there.
Ugly situation. There was an accident, too. Everybody be careful, because you don't realize it's been raining so hard. When it rains this hard for a whole day, the oils on the road become loose, and it's very slick. People don't realize it can be more slippery.
Yeah.
When it first starts raining and after it's rained for hours, those are the two most slippery times. Yep. And if you're on a motorcycle, by all means, go home.
Well, that's our good friend Gino, our videographer supreme out there. And boy, are we lucky tonight to be joined by a WMEX superstar, none other than our friend Ben.
Who are we talking about?
Who are we talking about, that melodic voice of yours? Welcome to the Veterans Voice.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back for a change. I'm always hanging around somewhere. Just like you guys are. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to get the gang back together and... Here we are making it happen.
Here we are. Very true. And our good friend Jenny, maybe you can get a couple of words in, so our friend Richard will be happy. So don't be afraid to speak up.
I won't. Glad to be back again this week.
Yeah. Well, and tonight we're expecting to have Mr. Ring call in. He's the director of the Boston VA healthcare system. We're going to be talking about... some of the new programs that the VA has, but we went into our first committee meeting this week for our event, our festival in July. And
looking really forward to that, by the way. It's getting bigger and bigger every day, I feel like. And
you know it's my birthday, Ben, right?
On July 13th?
Yeah.
We're celebrating Jenny's birthday on the Gathering of Heroes Day. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened. This is the best announcement that's ever happened.
He didn't know.
I didn't know. Am I getting set up into a joke here? Is it really your birthday?
No.
Okay, good. Making sure.
No, it's really your birthday.
The last time a whole room started laughing like this, it was a prank on me. So I want to make sure. I'm watching you, Gino. I'm watching you.
I keep saying that the city of Quincy's throwing me a party.
They are. Didn't you know? It's a pageant field, July 13th. Everyone's going to be there. And if you're not there, you're doing it wrong.
Be there or be square. You have to show up.
Every year, somebody throws her a party. Last year, I think it was Cleveland.
Cleveland.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And we found out last minute. We weren't even... we were invited, but we couldn't make the travel on short notice, I remember.
No.
It was almost last minute for me, too, so...
Fair.
But, Jenny, you're busy out there, doing some work with the mental health area.
Yeah, so Monday, we were in Ludlow, Mass., and we, Paul Gabriel and I, who's from our coalition, we were two of 18 other trainers that went out to train the entire school staff, 280 teachers in one day.
Wow.
We had 10 classes going on simultaneously.
Why don't we just shut down class for the day and say, hey, we're having an assembly. Everybody pay attention.
It was a voting day for them. So
of course
they used it as a professional development day. The first time I've ever been involved with that many trainers, that many people being trained all at once. It was an awesome day. It was good. Great.
And what
feedback.
Was the focus of the training?
Was mental health first aid. So we focused on youth mental health first aid because it was all ranges of teachers from kindergarten right up to the high school.
And the response was very positive for you?
Every class, so we have a maximum of 30 you can put into a class. So everyone basically had about 25 people in their classes. And the participation, the teachers were so engaged. It was probably one of the best trainings I had done in a school.
Well, because you're one of the best teachers that they've ever seen, you know?
So
true. I've personally seen her in action. She can educate people quicker and in mass more than I've ever seen someone do before.
Yeah.
Well, she's trying with Wolfie. I think she's met a match there with our buddy from Hull.
Wolfie's keeping me busy.
Yeah, for sure. But our buddy Larry says that our guest caller is on the phone right now, Mr. Ring. So why don't we take our first break, Larry, and we'll come back lucky enough to talk to Mr. Ring. Take it away, Larry. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio, here, and we're very, very lucky to welcome back someone that's done a terrific job here in Boston with the Boston VA healthcare system, Mr. Ring. Mr. Ring, are you out there, sir?
Yes, I'm on, Craig.
Very good, sir. You're coming in loud and clear. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Okay, my pleasure. It's great to be on.
Well, and Mr. Ring, how are things going? I think you folks are doing such an admirable job. I just see that the VA is running so smoothly here in Boston.
Well, we are doing very well, and that is because of all the staff that committed to serving veterans.
Yep.
And also, you know, the support for people like yourself and all the service organizations, and the support of the Congress and the President is really propel us to be probably in the forefront of our healthcare delivery system.
Nice, very
and,
nice.
You know, one statistics I'd like to share with you is, you know, a few years back we started to track the trust score. That means we do a survey to see in terms of veteran trust in VA healthcare.
Okay. Oh, trust.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And I'm very happy to report to you and the audience that our trust score is 93.5%.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations. Boy, that's really something.
Positive.
And in the difficult world of healthcare to score that, sir, boy, that's really, like you said, Mr. Ring, a testimony to the great people that you have working for you.
Yes.
Working with you, not for you, working with you, I'm sure.
Yes, and we subscribe to the servant leadership concept. So I'm there to serve all the employees, make sure they have the resources, the tools, and the training that they need to make sure that we are world-class organizations and, you know, and safety always come first.
Mr. Ring, it's good to hear that you're getting some support from Congress and from Washington. Massachusetts has always been a leader in veteran services, but it's nice that you're getting acknowledged and they're providing you the wherewithal so that you can hire these people that, you know, are great people, but they all need to get paid, unfortunately.
Yeah, well... Well, first of all, I have to say that, and I have served in various capacity throughout the country to serve veterans. I have to say the state of Massachusetts has one of the most effective and a system that really focus on veterans.
Yeah.
It's very rare that every town has a veteran service officer.
Sure.
And that's like 300 plus.
Sure.
So, throughout the state of Massachusetts, that's really great.
And you know, it's funny, Doctor, Mr. Ring. We're still trying to educate veterans because, believe it or not, a lot of veterans still haven't gotten the message that help is just at their local town hall.
Oh, take advantage of that because it's very rare, and that you know, I know that veterans and the family in the Vietnam era getting older.
Yes.
And they don't like to travel as long a distance. So go to your town hall. There's someone there to help you. And also, we are just a phone call away, or you can use our website, va.gov, to enroll and take advantage of the benefits that you all have earned as veterans.
Well, and we try to bring attention to the VSOs, and we have somebody on maybe once every 2 or 3 or 4 months talking about the services that they offer. But, you know, Mr. Ring, we're having a big celebration in Quincy again this year. We'd like to invite you. We expect to have almost 2,000 veterans in attendance at our at our July festival. We'd really like to have you attend and say a few words, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I'm happy to be there, and I'll bring my family and celebrate with you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, and just so you know, sir, this is the start of our 10-year anniversary month.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. You're starting it off. You're kicking it off, and one show wasn't enough. I declared the whole month is my anniversary. But we've had some great guests, certainly from the VA. Wynn Danielson has been a great help in spreading the word of what we're doing with our events. And is there something that you could recommend that you think maybe that we should talk about that you see as maybe an untalked about program or benefit that's maybe underutilized right now, sir?
First of all, again, congratulations on your 10 years of the program. And I remember a couple, 3 years ago, you won a VA award as a National Community Service Award.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was fantastic. That's a national competition.
Oh.
And you all came out on top. So that's just how great a service that you provide for the veterans in this region.
Well, you know, we all do this because we love it. We're all volunteers here, you know, thank you, sir. We're honored to be working with yourself, and that was quite an honor to receive that. And just last year, another commendation was provided to us by Dave Henker at the July event. So we're overwhelmed with gratitude.
So let me get back to your question earlier about program that we may not talk about that often.
Sure.
So I'm thinking of a initiative that we have taken called Age-Friendly Care. Now, a lot of people may not have heard of it, and what's age-friendly care? So if you think about Community Living Center, which is the VA term for nursing home.
Okay.
We are now have the highest ranking, which is 5-star ranking. But we are focusing transforming care for older veterans with dementia.
Sure. Okay.
So age-friendly care is to build a continuum of care for older veterans with a national and local program.
I see.
So part of the nationwide effort to transform VA into the largest age-friendly care system would focus on, first of all, what matters. Because in the past, a lot of time is focused on what's the diagnosis, what's wrong with the health of a particular veterans. But the concept is to ask the veterans as partner with us what matters, knowing and acting on each patient's specific health outcome goals and care preferences. So if the veterans say to us, well, I like to, you know, the doctor in the past will say, you have to lose 30 pounds. And the patient would say to us, well, I think I can just go for about 10 pounds at this point. So the goal would be 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Not to, because it's a collaborative effort.
Sure.
So we also look at the mobility, maintaining the mobility and the function, and preventing treating complication of immobility. You know, one of the things that, you know, my mom was 95 years old when she passed away last year. And one of the things that I heard she say all the time is, I cannot drive anymore. And that's kind of restrict her mobility.
Sure.
And, you know, with this concept is we'll help you drive and save as long as you can.
Sure, nice. And now, would you also promote telehealth meetings as well so that in case that they are a little shaky, that maybe getting transportation would be difficult, as telehealth seemingly is playing a big part in the VA community.
It is. So Right now, about 50% of our care is telehealth.
Wow.
So a lot of it is involved mental health care, but there are many specialty care, pre-surgery or post-surgery, done through virtual care.
Wow.
So one of the things that actually, since I have your audience, and I would like to offer that, we talk about access. Patients do not like to travel longer distance, as they, especially if they have mobility problem or not enough support. Now, we can use virtual care. Now, some of the veterans, in terms of connection through Wi-Fi, is not as good. So we have asked service organizations, town halls, they have good Wi-Fi, to help the veterans just to go to their location and help them with the connections. And that would be a very good service.
Sure.
Veterans that may not be able to connect or may not be as proficient.
Well, it's when I, after turning 70, sir, my mobility and my desire to be mobile kind of has lessened a little bit. So, you know, that age-friendly care is very very interesting to me, and I think it's appropriate timing. Now, I know in Massachusetts we have an aging veterans population. Is that true across the country, sir?
Well, overall it's true across the country, but the veterans population are also evolving. And actually, one of our trainees has done some research in that area, and then I just like to share with you some of the numbers.
Please.
You probably know that right now the largest percentage of the patients that we treat are Vietnam-era veterans.
Yep.
But if you look further down the road, 10, 15 years from now, the greater percentage of U.S. veterans will be Gulf War and post-Gulf War veterans.
Sure.
Under the 50 years old.
Yep.
So we can always talk about the aging veterans population, but we also have to look at the other end, that more and more veterans are coming to us, and the average age in about 10, 15 years will be decreasing. Not increasing. And then the makeup of the veterans will be more women and minority veterans, and that they will make up almost 63% of the veterans in 15 years.
Wow.
So if you think about that, we have to think a little bit further in the future, and we have to evolve our care, focusing on various generations of veterans, and that because every generation has a little bit cultural differences, and we are focusing a lot on how we can best meet their needs.
Mr. Ring, how do women veterans figure into this equation? Are you seeing that there's some special requirements that the VA has needed to adapt a little bit to face the growing number of female veterans that are out there?
Oh yeah, we've been working on it for quite a few years.
Yes.
And when I gave you the trust score of 93% earlier, the women veteran trust in VA care in the Boston area is about 3% less, which is around 89-90%. And that means that we have a little bit more work to do, because we want them to get to the average of 93 or even higher.
Yep.
So what we are working on is make sure that when they come to us, they get the privacy that they need, even in a waiting area that they feel comfortable.
Yep.
In an environment that they feel comfortable.
Sure.
And for care that we don't do that often, we will refer them to community health care that we pay for.
Yep.
You know, like childbirth. We don't do childbirth.
I mean, isn't that really separating factors of Boston and VA healthcare is that it seemingly for years, if you didn't have the specialists on board, you reached out to someone else in the great city of Boston with all their medical expertise. And I think that that's part of the VA in Boston anyways, really growing with it and listening to the folks and really providing a quality care program.
Right. For care that we don't do that often, or we just decide that it's much better to provide it in the community.
Beautiful.
We'll work with the veterans on it.
Beautiful.
But one thing that I'm going to share with you is when we ask a veteran, if you have a choice between VA-delivered health care or community-delivered health care, over 70% of them would say, I like to pick VA health care.
Especially if they've gone into the community health care problem and they've waited 6 to 9 months for an appointment, and folks are going to Brockton and getting spectacular service same day, same week. And I don't know, sir, the good words that are spreading around, I think, are accurate based on the job that I see. 10 years we've been on the air here, and we've gotten so many compliments about the care that all the veterans receive, and from the top down, everybody really has done a great job, and it starts with you, sir, to create such a warm attitude and a friendly attitude that the veterans aren't afraid to come to you anymore.
You know, Greg, I have worked for the VA and for veterans for 40 years now. So I have committed my whole life to serving veterans. So I just so happy and honored to lead a group of employees so committed and do whatever they can to make sure the veterans get the best care. And the VA has set up very high standard. And when you talk about wait time, so our wait time, if you are a new patient coming to us, is 20 days. Now, I will urge you to go out to the community and find a primary care provider. First of all, you have a hard time finding one.
Anyone, yeah.
Secondly, you may have to wait 1 or 2 years.
Yep.
To get one.
No question. The community health care system is in such shambles that I don't know. They're really helping to make you look better there, sir. I don't want to lessen what you folks are doing, but you're really standing up and providing a service that the community folks look at. Stewart Healthcare, holy moly! But the CEO, Mr. Ring, just bought a $40 million boat.
I probably dream of a $40 million boat, but I'm committed to veterans, and what I'm doing, I'm fully satisfied and so happy to be in my job.
You know, and that's the attitude I think for all of the VA workers that come through my studio here. That a great percentage of veterans, but a great percentage of non-veterans too, and. You know, there's a place, I think, for everyone to be respectful of the veterans community. And, you know, just we're so lucky here in Massachusetts that we have so many health options, because there's a lot of problems. We do a lot of business, a lot of talking here about Parkinson's disease.
Right.
And that horrible problem. But I don't know, Mr. Ring, we announced about 3 or 4 months ago that they were able to take fluid from your spinal cord and test it, and they developed a marker for a gene level for Parkinson's disease.
Right.
Now, the latest is they can take some of your skin samples. That they can, you scrape some skin, put it in a little vial, and they're going to tell you if you have Parkinson's disease.
Well, that's the kind of research that the whole healthcare academic and also NIH and the VA are so active in this type of research that benefits the public as well as the veterans. Now, I think I might have in the past mentioned to you that VA Boston has the largest research program in the country. So we have probably $125 million of research a year.
Wow.
Every Boston.
Wow.
Just because of such a vibrant community
wow.
that we have in the Boston area.
Sure.
And when you talk about genetic is really now and the future of healthcare. We have to look at your genes and we'll customize the treatment based on your genetic.
Go figure, Mr. Ring. I'm lucky I can find an aspirin in the at CVS that'll do what I need it to do. And these smart people in the Michael J. Fox Foundation and, I mean, all this research that's been done. Hallelujah. I mean, great job. And I hope you're getting all the funds that you need to keep up that great work because the veterans, according to VA statistics, 11% of all Parkinson's sufferers are veterans.
Yes.
It's a terrible number.
Yeah, and I would urge that, you probably in different shows that you had in the past couple of years, you probably talk about the PAC Act.
Oh, yes, for sure. Yes, sir.
So PAC Act is the largest benefit program expansion in the VA history in recent times. And I just urge every veteran to take care of the PAC Act in terms of enroll in VA healthcare and then get a toxic screen and that to see if there's any conditions that we can help with. You know, take advantage of it. A lot of time what I hear from veterans when they call me and say, I am not enrolled in VA healthcare, but can you help me?
Yeah.
Well, I cannot help you unless you enroll in VA healthcare. So please, enroll in VA healthcare is very easy to enroll. All you have to do is call the VA or use the VA website, and the enrollment is getting very streamlined and very simplified. So if you want to enroll, all you have to do is va.gov, just click on apply now for VA healthcare.
Well, and
right there.
And for those that maybe are not so computer literate, at our July event, last year, I think, Mr. Ring, I believe we signed up 34 new people to the VA healthcare system.
That's good to hear.
And that's why we do it, sir. And our experience says that if you just have a benefit show, nobody comes. If you have a career show, nobody comes. If you have a healthcare show, nobody comes. But you introduce a little bit of music and some food, and bring everybody in, and all of a sudden, they're bumping into people and finding out. Last year, we had 125 tables of benefit providers. This year, I think we're going to have 150. And I think that you and the VA had 20 tables there, sir, if I'm not mistaken. We had a whole line of VA folks there.
Yeah, well, it's that kind of event and celebrations that we like to take advantage of. And the more that you all offer, the more that we can participate and
yep.
be a partnership with you.
Well, this year we've already partnered up now. We've got the wall that heals, the mobile Vietnam wall will
yep.
be on display right there with us. And the National Guard has offered us, we'll see if they can come through based on weather, a Black Hawk helicopter landing out in the outfield. And we've had an agreement with the U.S. Navy SEALs, Leapfrog's precision parachute team, that they would like to drop in and say hello as well.
Wow, that's really great. And, seems like it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
but that's why we do it, sir, because we want to bring more vets into the VA healthcare world. That's what this is all about, and I love supporting Dave Hanker, Carolyn Mason Wally, and all the rest of your staff. You have so many great people that all could be making more money, sir, if they went out into the private sector. But they're here because they want to be here, and it shows a lot in their effort.
Yeah, those two people you mentioned, Dave and Carolyn, my test on how good they are is when I go around, I ask people, do you know Dave? Do you know Carolyn? And everyone knows them. So
everybody.
Great job.
Yep. Yeah, they really have put themselves out there. And I think it's changed a lot of people's perception about the friendliness of the VA because there's not too many friendlier people than Dave and Carolyn.
Right. Fantastic. They have done it for years now, and they are very experienced, and they can answer 99% of your question.
No question. Dave has often said that he looks into the room of our group, and that there's not one question or one problem that we can't address within our circle. So I know that we're real pleased to be teamed up with the VA, and you know, we just hope we can be of more service, sir, and hopefully you let us know if there's something else that we're not doing.
Well, you know, your radio show really has helped so many veterans and share the information and share it in a timely way. Because you have it, I think your show is every week, right? Is
yep.
that right?
Live every Thursday night. Yep.
So, you know, you get the latest news, and I hope that we can send you, you know, the latest information, and you can share with your audience. That's a very effective way of communicating.
Well, and one of the doctors that I was referred by, either yourself or Wynn Danielson, was Dr. Sloan, and she is a PTSD expert. And because of her being on the show, she was talking about veteran authors and the value of writing things down from a cathartic standpoint, that veterans are troubled. But if you write it down, maybe it goes away a little bit. We're now going to have a veteran authors corner at our event in Quincy, so that we want to encourage more vets to write some things down. And we're going to have a half a dozen veteran authors there that'll just be there just to talk and make friends.
Right. That's a very effective therapy. Actually, when we had the COVID pandemic, we established a writing program for our employees so that they can use writing to share their feelings
yep.
and relieve their stress.
Yep.
It's very effective.
Mike Cunningham is a Vietnam veteran, written 5 books, UMass Boston history professor. He talks about for 25 years after he left the jungles of Vietnam, and he was way out walking the point in the worst of all conditions. For 25 years, he carried around the horrors that he went through and the fear that he encountered. But once he wrote his first book, it was like taking a weight off of his shoulders, sir, and just putting it on the desk. He closed the drawer, and he's such an inspiration. He's going to be on our show in a couple of weeks, and Mike is really he's one of the authors that are going to be there. So we're trying, and we appreciate Dr. Sloan. She was very knowledgeable about the triggers, and boy, we just had such a great relationship with you, sir. I hope we continue on. And I don't know if you're aware now, but we're now a national radio show.
Oh, congratulations. I'm not aware. I misspoke because I said that you were kind of the regional radio show. Now you're national.
Now we're national. Reads Across America replays our show 3 times a week. So all of your wisdom that you've been talking about tonight is going to be broadcast nationwide and worldwide very, very soon. So it's because of you that our show, I think, is gaining popularity, sir, and people like you that just extend themselves, and there's nothing too much that you can do.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm happy to do my part. And now that you're a national show, you have to invite me on more often.
Very well, sir. Very well, sir. Well, we don't have any locks on the doors, so come on down. Summertime's coming. We're in Marshfield. We might be able to find you a nice lobster salad roll sometime in July, perhaps.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, my friend. Mr. Ring, thank you so much for taking the time to call in tonight. You're certainly represent the VA and what it stands for, and we're all the veterans in this area are so lucky to have you around, and just thank you, and just let me know if there's something we can do that we can help you out a little bit more, sir.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you and your folks in July. And for all veterans hearing us tonight and throughout the country, my thanks for your service.
Oh, sounds very good, sir. Well, thank you again for taking the time, and you enjoy the rest of the night, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye for now. That was our repeat friend, Mr. Ring, director of VA Boston Healthcare. He's been on before. He's been a great supporter of the show, but I think we better support our advertisers here. So why don't we take our break? I didn't want to interrupt Mr. Ring while he was on the roll. So, Larry, why don't you take it away, kid, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio tonight, as we are here with our great friends, Jenny Babcock and Gino, and Larry's in his new studio in his glory now that he's got all new toys to play with. So I've been forbidden. I've been told not to go into his room, not to touch anything. And I think Wolfie and I are in that same boat, that we both know where we belong and where we don't belong. So we'll just try to keep Larry happy so he keeps us all going strong. But Jen, you were talking about a program that you were involved in Hingham?
Ludlow. Out in Ludlow, which I know isn't my area. It's not Plymouth County.
Not exactly.
No.
Ludlow.
Out there.
But we were asked by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to help with this training. I actually had a call the other day with the town of Hingham, and I would love to bring this to them. You know, to their staff. And, you know, the woman that was on the call, Heather Rodriguez, said, you know, I've made that connection now. So hopefully now we'll get into some Hingham schools and do some training with the staff there, too.
You know, it's, I mean, is it a Department of Health issue? I mean, shouldn't they be promoting? There's got to be some groups other than just yourself. Not that you do a bad job, you do a great job, but you're working your ass off, you know, and there should be some more support. Veterans, we're losing 25 freaking veterans a day, and God knows that there's some in the public sector, there's, you know, maybe a little bit less than that, but still, I met a lady today at a Vietnam veterans pinning ceremony at Gillette Stadium. We talked, of course, we met, and I'm schmoozing her in line, whatever, and her husband. Her son took his life. He was in the Navy. And he came back. And he just...
couldn't do it.
Couldn't handle things.
There are other organizations other than that. Like, Plymouth County Suicide Prevention Coalition is one of nine... actually one of 10 coalitions across the state of Massachusetts. So we're the only state that's actually covered border to border doing this work that we do, but we don't do it alone. You know, we go to Riverside Trauma if we need, you know, crisis team brought in. You know, I've worked with the Boston Police Crisis Team when I've had some issues in our, you know, my catch basin involving our law enforcement, because we know that they suffer and they see a lot. But we also work with the Samaritans groups. We do work with, there's a Plymouth County Hub group that deals with substance abuse, too. So there's a lot of other organizations that we do work with.
They're almost invisible, though. You don't hear enough about them.
You're right. When I had the call with the town of Hingham yesterday, they mentioned one, a coalition in Hingham I've never heard of, and it's called Mental Health Coalition.
Go figure.
You know, in our coalition, we're also celebrating 10 years this year in June. And people still don't hear about us.
No.
I had a wonderful call with a Hanover police officer today who Wolfie connected me with. And when I talked to him, it was Officer McKeever. He couldn't believe the stuff that we do. He was totally unaware of it. Yeah. And, you know, when we say that we offer these services free,
yeah,
there's only one class that we even charge for. And sometimes we get grants that we don't have to charge anybody for. The class that I'm talking about is that ASSIST class, which is the Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training class. It's a very active, it's a two-day intense suicide prevention training that will teach you to do an actual intervention. We did have to reschedule it because I ended up being terribly sick. So it's now scheduled for May 10th and 11th in Hanson. We still have space. And if any veteran or law enforcement first responder wants to attend, we do not charge. And we can give continuing education units.
So maybe there's some law enforcement officers that might want to just show up and because nobody went to Weymouth just to pick a town. Or yeah. You never got to Scituate or whatever. So maybe one or two of those law enforcement officers could just come and see what it's all about.
Well, they do have to register because we're at strict limits to how many we can have in our class. We have to follow the fidelity of a program. So there is a limit. So we do ask people to register. And we also want to know where they're at, too, because of how intense this class is. And it is a 2 8-hour
day
commitment.
It's a scary class. I'm scared to take it.
It's a great class.
I don't know if I have the courage. I don't know if I have the courage to do it.
It was the very first class I took.
Yeah.
Starting at the top.
Wow.
And I didn't know. We call it the black belt of training, actually.
Yeah.
I was unaware of that. And I was only about a year and a half into my loss. So it was still very, very fresh for me. Even when I talked to Officer McKeever today, you know, we talked about asking the questions about, you know, are you thinking of suicide? Are you thinking of killing yourself? And he didn't realize how important it is to ask the question that way. And he said he's learning all this stuff just from talking to us the last couple of days. You know, the town of Hanover did have a loss recently, and that's why we're in touch with them, trying to help the community. And hopefully maybe we'll get a training going there too.
Well, anybody out there that's listening that hasn't been touched by suicide has been living under a rock. Yeah. Because the not only do you have the folks that are taking their own lives, but the families that are left behind, as you know, Jen.
Those are the ones that are usually forgotten.
Oh boy, oh boy, and they keep suffering.
We do.
And you have a hole at your Christmas table, and you have a hole in that family portrait of life. In the whole family tree, and all of a sudden there's a branch with no life on it.
And in addition to the people who take their own life intentionally, there is the addiction problem by which so many people die, which is really, obviously a fault of addiction, but it's slow suicide when that happens.
Yeah. Right.
And it's just a terrible scourge.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But you're right about the void. This weekend I went to a niece's bridal shower. And the niece that I was at, she's the same age as my niece that I lost.
That you lost.
You know, almost 13 years ago. Oh. And it always goes through my head. Oh. Whenever we go to a celebration, you know, or even my daughter hits a milestone, I just think, Allie will never have this.
Right.
Yeah.
And it kills me every time.
Yes.
But as far as the class, the ASSIST class, if anyone is interested in attending, they can reach out to me. Again, it's Jenny Babcock, and my phone number is 508-254-9320. We also do have some scholarships available. So even if you're not law enforcement, veteran, or first
don't
responder,
be afraid not to show up.
Don't be afraid to call.
Don't be afraid. It's one of the most important classes that you'll ever, ever take. Yeah. But Larry, we need to take one more break, I think. Let's take our last break, and we'll be back to close up tonight's tonight's great show. Take it away, lad. We'll be back after these messages. We've got brand new studios here at WATD, and new rules are coming in. No more chocolate fraps allowed. Colonel Ed Perry will be on the prowl for sure. But tonight we had I think the personality of Mr. Ring came out, I think, tonight.
Very personable individual, you could tell. Very caring. When he started talking about how he's done this for 40 years and how he's devoted his life to it, that was touching to me.
Yeah.
And I was appreciative of that.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
And to give up all that salary that he could have been making.
That's right. I'm sure he could have done more than fine in some private sector.
Probably double.
Oh, yeah, at least. Yeah.
Probably double.
Somebody with smarts like that.
Yep. Sure. That's got the capability.
But instead, he gave back.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's his life.
Yep. Gotta love him. I want to meet him.
Well, he'll be in Quincy.
Yeah, I'm gonna meet him then.
he'll be in Quincy, as well a lot of other folks. And just this week, we've had some interesting news from the city of Quincy and the wall that heals. Our show on July 13th will feature the wall that heals. 100 feet from the entrance to our facility. They're setting it up at the Adams Field Ballpark, right down at the beginning of the entryway to Pageant Field. And we hope that there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people that come by. And if you haven't seen the replica of the wall, it's quite a deal. It's an educational in a program, and the wall will be on display 24 hours a day from Thursday, July 11th, till Sunday, July 14th, when they pack up and they move on to the next to the next event. This is the wall that is about an 80% replica, so it's a great. Great wall.
It's beautiful.
Have you ever seen the?
I was at the one in Weymouth.
You were there.
I was there.
That was.
Forgot about me, huh?
Well, my, you know, like you said, we've got an age health problem here.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm sneaking up on 100. So.
At this point, I don't think you're sneaking anymore.
No.
You're catching up.
I'm catching up, unfortunately.
Hey, what's on the calendar for tomorrow?
Oh, right. For tomorrow, let's not.
Speaking of the Vietnam Wall.
Right.
Gino comes through again, brother. Thank you very much.
Don't want to forget.
Tomorrow is Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day. There'll be a number of celebrations and honoring.
Honoring.
And saying thank you, saying welcome home. And we're really lucky that we had all the brave souls that were involved in that terrible conflict, and we wish them all the speedy recovery for all their ills. And like Mr. Ring said, the PACT Act is the largest program ever devoted to veterans' health, and it finally addresses the toxic poisons that the veterans have been exposed to for all these years. So, and let's not forget 988.
988.
So if you feel like you got a little problem, you want to talk to somebody, 988 at the prompt, press 1. You're going to get a trained counselor that cares. Most likely going to be a veteran, but just is there to talk. 988, we've been talking about it for years, this new number. Great service, great attention paid by by the service. Nobody's alone out there. And if you feel alone, come join us at the show next week. We got our veterans, next week is going to be Vietnam Veterans Night. So it'll be a wonderful time, and bless all the Vietnam vets. I know you're getting older there, but hang in there. We love you, and bless you for your service. Larry, thank you so much, brother. Gino, thanks for keeping us on.
Thank
Jenny,
you.
Great job again, kids. And we'll be back next week to talk.